when we were coming up the path earlier this morning, we turned around and looked, and the little bunny went bouncing across the path.
Yes.
First time I've seen a bunny up here. Have you seen them before?
Yes, several times.
Oh, I thought it was the Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
And then they saw two of them, right?
Two.
Yeah, so they may be multiplying out there. But it was kind of nice. But then I thought, I wonder if they'll eat the plants. I don't know. I guess I don't have to worry about that, right? It's always interesting to find what to think about, what to talk about. And I may have said this before, but my husband said, well, why don't you talk earlier in the week and then you've got it done? But that doesn't work for me, because then what I'm doing is I feel like I'm talking about something that was back then rather than what is right now. So this may be kind of discombobulated, but it is what it is. Because it is Easter, and because I'm Buddhist, I was thinking last night, I wonder if Buddha and Jesus had a talk, you know, what would they say to each other, you know? And so I kind of had this little dialogue going on, but what came out of the kind of imagining what they might say to each other is, I think that they were both doing it, what they did, their lives, out of love. Not love in the sense of like, oh, I love you, you know, and I want to do this, but just love in terms of the sense that this is the right thing for me to become who I am, and then to help to be with the world, and to not just be self-contained. Growing up Catholic, there's a lot of emphasis on, at Easter time, at least that I took anyway, about the crucifixion and the death of Jesus on the cross. And, you know, it was always kind of Christ died for your sins, but it always had this emphasis on the suffering and kind of that part of it. And I thought, it dawned on me last night, you know, that there was the wrong emphasis, or I took the wrong emphasis, that it was like he loved enough to do what he needed to do. Not because it was mandated or because he was being a martyr, but that's what he needed to do. And I think that's what Buddha, and that's what I think Zazen calls us to do, is to see who am I, and what is my right action in this particular moment. And it might be to really say no to someone else and what they're wanting, or it might be to listen. My son's mother-in-law is dying of cancer, and she's a very, very devout Christian, and you know, really, you know, Jesus is her life and her path. And I was talking last night to her, and she said that because she's had this cancer for a long time, and she's gone through different surgeries and things, but she's always kind of followed kind of more of a holistic path rather than the medical path. And she's survived lots longer than anybody thought she would. But oftentimes she would say she was, you know, going to eat a certain diet because it was right for her, but also because she really wanted to be there for her children and then her grandchildren. And talking last night, the doctor is now recommending that she have a chemo, which could affect the one kidney that she has. She's already had kidney cancer and a kidney removed. The doctor not recommended, but said it was an option for her to have this chemo, but that it might destroy the remaining kidney that she has, which is not very functioning very well. And as she's thinking about it, at least in this place, she's trying to discern what it is for her that is her path, you know, that, and it seems to be like she's beginning to say no. If she takes this drug, it really has a strong likelihood of, or it has a likelihood of blowing out the kidney, and then she would be on dialysis, and she does not want that. And so I can kind of see her saying, you know, kind of like before, it was her right action to consider what other people wanted. And this moment, it seems to be more right action. What is it that's right for me? And in doing so, you know, it is loving the family and being, a, you know, really a testimony to her belief in God and Jesus. And they all went, her Easter request yesterday was for the family to go see, what's that movie? Heaven is Real or something like that. So they all went as a family, and grandkids and kids and husband, and they really liked it. So. But anyway, so I don't think that Jesus and Buddha would have much difference in really what they are about. It is know yourself. Who are you? And who are you called to be in this moment so that you stay true to the deeper self? It isn't the external self that, you know, oh, I want this, but the deeper self. And I think that that is, the bottom line of that is about love. And I think that's the message of Easter and the Paschal mystery and the Passover for the Jewish people. And I don't know, like in other religions, I know there's a rite of spring in some religions. Maybe, is that true? Is that about hope? And
I would think so.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. So it's a very vibrant time, really coming alive. So again, coming back from, we were in Oakland last night hearing a concert that my grandson was in, and I'm thinking, oh, what am I going to talk about? What am I going to talk about? Just don't think about it. Just trust, you know. Went to bed. What am I going to talk about? Just go to sleep. You know, something will pop up, or maybe not, in which case. But so this morning, I thought, I'm going to see if there's anything on the internet about Jesus and Buddha, or Easter and Buddha. Well, there wasn't really a direct one, but there is one by Mary Oliver, who is a lovely poet. And it's entitled, Of Love. I have been in love more times than one, thank the Lord. Sometimes it was lasting, whether active or not. Sometimes it was all but ephemeral, maybe only an afternoon, but not less real for that. They stay in my mind, these beautiful people, or anyway, beautiful people to me, of which there are so many. You and you, you and you. I have had the good fortune to meet and maybe miss. Love, love, love. It was the core of my life, from which, of course, comes the word for the heart. And oh, have I mentioned that some of them were men, and some were women, and some, now carry my revelation with you, were trees, or places, or music flying above the names of their makers, or clouds or the sun, which was the first and the best, the most loyal for certain, who looked so faithfully into my eyes every morning. This sun. So I imagine such love of the world, its fervency, its shining, its innocence and hunger to give of itself. I imagine this is how it began. Isn't she lovely? She just has a way. So, as you leave today, just notice your world. You know, the clouds, the red lights in front of you, the bunnies hopping across the path, kids with Easter eggs. I told my grandson last night, I said, what are you going to do today? And he said, oh, I'm going to eat candy. I said, oh, did you know that in, you know, to be more efficient and to maximize productivity, that Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny have combined forces and they're just going to have one holiday? And he said, no. And I said, no. So, but that's the way of the world. It would be to combine forces, to be, you know, be very efficient about this. That's not the way of love. So, enjoy your day.